This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Toyota will invest $1.4 billion to add production of a new battery electric vehicle at the Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana plant in Princeton, Governor Eric Holcomb's office announced Thursday. The automaker plans to add 340 jobs by the end of 2025 as a result of the investment. The Gibson County plant, which produces the Toyota Sienna, Highlander, Grand Highlander, and Lexus TX models, currently employs more than 7,500 people. Toyota Indiana will create a battery pack assembly line that will use lithium-ion batteries supplied by a $13.9 billion facility under construction in North Carolina. Batteries are expected to roll off the assembly line in North Carolina starting in 2025. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation is offering up to $5 million in incentive-based tax credits and up to $1 million in conditional structured performance payments. Toyota will not be eligible to claim the incentives until investments are made. Amazon Web Services plans to invest $11 billion to build a data center in St. Joseph County, which the state said Thursday is the largest planned capital investment in Indiana's history. AWS will create at least 1,000 jobs at the campus in New Carlisle, about 10 miles west of South Bend. The project will be built in the community's Indiana Enterprise Center. Indiana Commerce Secretary David Rosenberg.
You know, when the company was starting to look at states, I don't know that Indiana was near the top of their list. But because of, you know, the aggressive nature of how we were pursuing these type of companies, and then also, you know, the legislature passing really strong legislation related to data centers and the types of sales tax exemptions that they can receive based on their equipment, that put Indiana in a really strong place to be able to go after this and pursue this.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation will provide nearly $150 million in performance-based incentives for the project, meaning the company can only claim the incentives once it has made promised investments. Indianapolis-based Keystone Group accused Mayor Joe Hogsett's administration on Thursday of walking away from the company's efforts to develop a $1.5 billion mixed-use district anchored by a soccer stadium along the White River, despite supporting the project publicly as it got underway. In a lengthy statement issued Thursday, the Ursel Özdemir-led company said the city has instead been shopping the state legislation that made funding for the soccer stadium possible, as well as undisclosed publicly owned land to potential bidders, without requiring that those bidders work with Keystone or Özdemir's Indy 11 soccer team. City officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment about Keystone's statement, but the mayor's office announced that at 5:30 p.m., Hogsett would make a, quote, significant announcement about the future of sports in Indianapolis. In addition to its claim that the city has stepped away from negotiations on the project, Keystone alleges that after the City County Council approved the professional sports development zone that would help fund the project, the Hogsett administration refused to submit the accompanying map of development area to the State Budget Committee, a requirement for Keystone to secure funds for its proposed 20,000-seat soccer stadium. From the number one source for Indiana Business News, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Purdue University is expanding its partnership with a provider of semiconductor manufacturing technology and a provider of 3D modeling systems to further advance research and workforce training in the semiconductor industry. The university has signed a memorandum of understanding with Lam Research and Dassault Systems, the university said in a news release. The three-way pact builds on the foundation of agreements Purdue entered earlier this year with each partner. Lam Research, based in Fremont, California, will provide fabrication expertise and virtual reality tools, the university said. Dassault Systems, based in France, will provide 3D modeling technology, known as a virtual twin platform, and other tools. Fort Wayne-based health IT software and systems provider Medical Informatics Engineering is getting a significant minority investment from Sorrent Capital, a private equity firm headquartered in Austin, Texas. While specific details are not being disclosed, the company said the investment will support the advancement of its enterprise health software system. Its current platform, Enterprise Health, focuses on employee and occupational health for corporations, health systems, third-party occupational health providers, universities, and government agencies. The company said it's designed to streamline health surveillance, management of workplace injury and illness, regulatory compliance, reporting, immunizations, pre-employment exams, and clinical care. Evansville-based Escalade Incorporated is reporting first quarter net income of $1.8 million, compared to a loss of $952,000 during the same period last year. The sporting goods and recreation equipment manufacturer on Thursday attributed the swing to a return to normalized seasonal demand for basketball products, outdoor games, and archery. Net sales for the quarter totaled $57.3 million, a 0.7% increase over the first quarter in 2023. Company leadership also said Escalade's retail partners successfully reduced their inventory levels coming into 2024. Additionally, the company saw continued growth in its direct-to-consumer website sales, which increased 28% in the quarter. Indiana Landmarks said Thursday it sold a historic building in Gary that will continue to be rehabilitated. The Gary East Side Community Development Corporation acquired the Geeter Means House, which appeared on the 10 most endangered list in 2022. Their primary development was Means Manor, a combination of bungalows, ranches, and other houses that Indiana Landmarks said became the preferred neighborhood for Gary's Black middle class. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, radio on demand.